Interestingly enough, the FDIC isn't only the top-rated agency, according to the Partnership for Public Service, but it's also the most improved. It saw an 8.5% increase in its overall rating. In fact, the FDIC jumped from number 3 last year's rankings to number 1 this year, leapfrogging over GAO and beating out the NRC. Martin Gruenberg is the acting chairman of the FDIC. He says receiving the top spot is actually more gratifying because it's really the employees recognizing themselves and the changes they've made internally. I asked Gruenberg, how did FDIC become the number 1 ranked agency?
There are two factors I'd point to, and as it was indicated, it was really a multi-year effort. I think the employees of the FDIC understand well the mission of the agency to preserve the security of people's bank deposits, and we've gone through a severe financial crisis, and the FDIC has really a history of rising to the occasion. So I think that was a significant factor. And frankly, I'd also have to point to the leadership of our former chairman, Sheila Bair, who just left in July, but she was really a very strong and decisive leader during a very challenging period. And I think the combination of an agency with a strong sense of commitment and understanding of its mission and combined with strong leadership really helped to account for the improvements we've seen.
We hear a lot about communication. Give us a little specifics about the types of communication, how you communicate with your employees.
Yeah, that really has been a major focus. So maintaining close contact and communication in both directions, from the leadership to the employees and back, about what we're trying to achieve, and feedback on how we're doing it is really crucial. We've implemented a program called Culture Change, which is really focused on these issues of communication from top to bottom and back up and across divisions. It's really been a major priority for the agency. I think employees at all levels have responded well to it.
Can you give me a sense of how that works?
We have a Culture Change Council made up of employees from all divisions and levels of the agency. They come up with recommendations of initiatives to undertake in terms of communications with employees. In addition, we instituted each quarter an open call with the chairman, where the chairman takes calls from employees from around the country, and they can really directly interact and raise issues and get an immediate response. And that's really proved enormously effective. And we've also established a place on our website where any employee can send in a recommendation or raise a concern, and that's really proved very popular as a way to communicate and get ideas through.
Now, that's Martin Gruenberg, the acting chairman of the FDIC, which was earned the number 1 ranking in the Partnership for Public Service's annual report. Now, the FDIC's rise didn't happen overnight. In fact, in 2005, they were ranked last, the bottom of those rankings. So for the past 6 years, the agency has focused and tried to really fix its problems when it comes to employee satisfaction. And it seems, according to this latest numbers, they're doing a pretty good job.
So how does FDIC's experience then compare to the top-rated small agency? That's the Surface Transportation Board.
Right. The partnership hands out 2 top spots, one for large agencies with more than 2,000 employees. FDIC was that one, and the one for small agencies with less than 2,000 employees, in this case, it was the Surface Transportation Board. The board and the FDIC actually are very similar. Both have a group of employees who are really dedicated to a specific job. They're both, you know, relatively small agencies when you look at, for instance, DOD or VA. And then the other piece of it is the fact that the communication is so key for both. Now, remember, this is the second year in a row the Surface Transportation Board earned the top spot. And I also caught up with Daniel Elliott, who's the chairman of the Surface Transportation Board. And again, he credits the employees, and as he said, you can't overestimate the importance of good and regular communication.
I mean, when extremely difficult things happen, like government shutdowns and things of that nature, we had an agency meeting just to discuss what would happen in the event of those circumstances coming about. Also, I try to manage by walking through the agency a lot, so I try to pop in and say hi. I think people enjoy that. And also, I do have open office hours, so I have a specific time, but my office is always open for people to come in and talk to me.
What comes next? Now, you guys, improvements in 2010, improvements in 2011. How do you continue to ensure that employees are satisfied, that you are meeting the employees' needs?
I think we continue to maintain what we're doing now. In addition, We will review the partnership's numbers. We've already started to look at them, and there's a committee that's been formed to see areas that we can improve in. So as we go forward, we'll just look for areas that we can improve.
Being obviously number one 2 years in a row, what's maybe one piece of advice that you'd give to an agency that was ranked lower than you guys?
Just from my perspective, you just want to go and feel open and feel like people have a connection, not only to the chairman and the other board members, but also to their supervisors, the directors of each group. And I think we have wonderful directors that communicate with their people and treat them fairly. And I think just the whole meshing together of all the people has been very successful.
We're talking with reporter Jason Miller. Now, Jason, tell us, what did the partnership's rankings say more broadly about the morale, the mood of federal employees? Take that temperature.
I think there's a couple of interesting trends that really came from these surveys and rankings. First off, overall employee satisfaction is down 1% to 64%. Now, remember, these are averages, so you have big ones, like, you know, as you mentioned, the Surface Transportation Board has a higher ranking, about 85%. And then you have lower ones, which we'll get to in a little bit about who those bottom-ranked agencies are. And at the same time, according to private sector job satisfaction surveys, those employees, they also are less satisfied with their jobs. They're down by about 0.5%. Now, the three biggest drivers for success, for workplace satisfaction, is what Max Steyer calls, who is the president of the public service, pretty simple stuff. He calls it pay, skills and mission match, and leadership. They all play really big roles in whether employees are happy or ready to come to work or meet or feel like they're making a difference. Now, over the last year, he says pay has become more prevalent, but effective leadership really remains the top driver.
And we've broken down that leader category into a set of subcategories. And the four categories that we've created are your first-line supervisor, the environment of fairness that the leadership team creates. When it says leaders there, it means the senior leadership team, and then the sense of empowerment that the employees are feeling from the leadership group as a whole. And the reason why you see the leader category, senior leader category, highlighted there is that amongst these four subcategories of effective leadership, that senior leadership piece is the most important. So again, and this is frankly, it was counterintuitive to us, we expected that the supervisor group would be the most dominant influence among the leadership group for employees. But it turns out that senior leadership group is critical.
Top serve four large and small agencies by specific categories, such as teamwork or work-life balance and pay. They're always near or at the top of those rankings. You know, the way the partnership does it, Amy, is they look at not just overall rankings, but they have specific categories. And that means, really, environment matters. Steyer says the attacks on the federal workforce, the pay freeze, yes, they're having an effect on employees. Yes, the employees are less, if you will, the mood is turning a little colder or darker because of these constant attacks. But at the same time, you have good leadership. You have the leadership that makes you feel like you're part of a team, that you're accomplishing a bigger mission, and that leadership is you know, comes and kind of reinforces that importance. I think that is what is really making a difference in terms of employee satisfaction, according to the survey, of course.
Well, Jason, we talked a lot about the top agencies. Now we have to look at the bottom. So what were the trends that the rankings showed among the agencies that maybe didn't do so great?
Well, let's first off start with the fact that the bottom-ranked agency mostly stayed the same. Among the larger agencies in ascending order, I mean, at the bottom was the National Archives and Records Administration, Housing and Urban Development, Homeland Security, and USAID, and then the Education Department. Those are your bottom five, if you will. Among the small agencies, and again, in ascending order, the Office of U.S. Trade Representative was the bottom, Federal Election Commission, Federal Housing Finance Agency, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, and the International Boundary and Water Commission. Steyer says, just like the high-ranking agencies, there are similar, but if you will, opposite trends among the low-ranking agencies.
I don't want to sound like the broken record, but at the end of the day, it's all about leadership and, frankly, the senior leadership more than anything else. And even at the bottom of our rankings, you know, National Archives is down at the lowest major agency. You see agencies that are responding, I think, really well. The archivist and the head of the National Archives has really, you know, grasped the nettle and is taking on the challenge of trying to create a vibrant culture. He can look at what FDIC managed to do and know that it's possible. Those kinds of investments are necessary, but they do take time.
Now, NARA, HUD, DHS all actually saw their satisfaction scores drop from the year before. I did contact those three agencies, NARA, HUD, DHS, for comment on their placement at the bottom of the rankings, but they did not immediately respond last night. Now, but let's take a broader look here. What FDIC's experience shows, improvements are possible. It does take a concerted effort, and it takes senior leadership, and most of all, it takes time. And I think that's what Steyer's point was. Listen, just because you didn't earn high rankings doesn't mean you can't do things. And NARA is starting to take some steps to really turn the satisfaction around. We have a full link to the report. We have pictures. We have video, all on federalnewsradio.com, so you can see where your agency ranks.
And I think it's important to note also, you were saying how the Nuclear Regulatory Commission had been holding that top spot for a couple of years.
Right.
And somebody was able to move up and kind of bump them down a little bit, which means that there is mobility and there is movement on the list. You're not going to be stuck in the same point every time.
Absolutely. And in fact, it's interesting because Steyer kind of gave one anecdote where he said, when we first put these rankings out, people would say, oh, they don't have good, you know, their methodology is not good. They don't know what they're doing. This is, who cares about this? But then it's all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute. We're not ranked that high. You know, we got to do something to get higher ranked. And I think that agencies get this kind of like, especially leadership gets this feeling of, we want the good publicity. We don't want to be considered a bad, if you will, quote unquote, if you could see my air quotes, Amy, bad agency.
Air quotes on the radio are awesome.
Yeah, especially, you know, when I'm not in front of you. So I think that you're right. I think there is a way that the agencies can look at this, and this is what Steyer's point was as well, as a starting point, as a baseline to say, okay, here's what our employees tell us. What 10 steps, what 5 steps can we do this year and do better, and each year move up that ladder. And as FDIC again shows, you can eventually make it to the top if you have that concerted, long, focused effort.